Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. City of Lies. The rarely seen City of Lies is an interesting, provocative film I wish had received more attention. It follows two detectives as they tirelessly work to investigate the murder of famed rapper Notorious B.I.G. based on Randall Sullivan's nonfiction book, It's an Incredible Story. Johnny Depp and Forrest Whitaker are very good in it, but the film sat on the shelves for 4 years before release. Director Brad Furman does a great job with a film with a story most of us know, and his cast really helps. It's an really well done, intense effort that true crime lovers will enjoy. 3.5, 5 stars. Fury. This is truly one of my favorite Brad Pitt movies, and an effort that's so much better than I ever could have expected. Writer-director David Ayer, unfortunately now best known for Suicide Squad, makes what I feel is his greatest film. It follows a tank commander who has to deal with the perils and trauma of war as his troop heads across Germany in April 1945. Pitt is incredible in the lead, an A-lister with class and undeniable charm. He's shored up with Shia LaBeouf, in his best on-screen work, Logan Lerman, Michael Peña and John Bernthal. They're all really fantastic in a film that's gritty, difficult, and overall entirely satisfying. 4.5, 5 stars. Closer. The romantic drama is one of the most biting, searing films about relationships I've ever seen. Based on Patrick Marber's play, it follows two couples who become intermingled forever when the man from one couple becomes involved with the woman from the other. Director Mike Nichols, master auteur known for The Graduate, Working Girl and more, made what I would consider to be his best film since his early career. The late director was prolific, and this was a masterpiece. The four actors at the core give masterful performances. Jude Law, Julia Roberts, Natalie Portman and Clive Owen are all fabulous, and the latter two earned Oscar nominations. It will make you laugh and cry at the same time, and has this magic to its dialogue that can't be ignored. 4/5 stars. The Spectacular Now. This little indie drama is a film I couldn't help but fall in love with. Based on Tim Tharp's novel, the screenplay is quiet and dialogue-heavy, giving the actors to really hone their skills. In some of their earliest roles, Miles Teller and Shailene Woodley shine, and show they have incredible chemistry. It follows teenagers from complete opposite sides of the track who form a bond. The hard-living Sutter meets nice girl Amy, and the two collide and change each other forever. Kyle Chandler, Jennifer Jason Leigh and Brie Larson all also star in this film, which was among my favorites of 2013. 4/5 stars. You. One of the best shows to binge-watch in recent memory, You is back with Season 4, Part 1 today. It follows Joe, an intelligent and charming man who develops obsessive and violent relationships with the women in his life. The show, from Sarah Gamble and Greg Berlanti, is a twisted satire of suburban life and wealth, while also being a really cool crime show. Penn Badgley of Gossip Girl fame is really well cast here, and he's consistently really interesting in the role. I'm looking forward to catching up with more of Joe's antics over the weekend. 4.5, 5 stars.